you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
So, over the weekend, there was an article on MoneyWeb. Mm-hmm. And this article was speaking about car balloon payments.
Okay.
On the show, we've done various iterations of hire purchase and what really it means. And the reason why it was devised is because the idea is that as time progresses, your value to the company will increase and your earning potential will do the same, right? So if you are starting off and you're fresh out of varsity, you may earn a certain amount. But as you gain more experience, become more professional, you move upward in that company and you end up earning a lot more. But the idea is for you to live comfortably mm-hmm. currently mm-hmm. based on your projected future earnings, mm-hmm. right? Generally, that's what life is about. You want to avoid any shocks financially. You want to have as smooth of a ride as possible. Mm-hmm. And so that's what a balloon payment in a vehicle is meant to achieve. So it'll lower your monthly payments so that at a future date, when, I don't know, maybe 5 years from now, 7 years from now, you can either settle the vehicle with the lump sum or you can refinance
that balloon payment
and then take another vehicle, mm-hmm. right?
Normally what happens.
Yeah. Now, lack of information is a dangerous thing. Half information is even more dangerous mm-hmm. because if people aren't, I guess, informed or educated about how the financial system works, then you can end up in a trap, essentially,
yeah. Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Where you are in a debt cycle, et cetera, and so on. But the way I see things and where I stand, I think balloon payments are a good thing.
Depends.
Tell me why you disagree.
I say it depends because, and I think you and I have had this conversation off air. Mm. People, as it is, are already living well beyond their means, right?
Yeah.
And also, when it comes to finances, people tend to want to be seen driving a particular car that they cannot afford to a point where they cannot even afford insurance payment.
Yes.
We're sitting in a country where 2 out of every 3 vehicles is not insured. And that happens because people take out insurance just to take the car off the lot. Once the car is out of the dealership, you call and you cancel the insurance, right? So as it is, you cannot afford the insurance, you cannot afford the petrol. Come Mampara week, the car is parked, I must take a taxi because I can't afford the petrol, right? Yeah. So already people are struggling when it comes to cars. So now when you add a balloon payment, which can go between 20 and 40%, yeah, fine. You are paying less, but when it comes to that end of that 5-7 year finance period, are you able to afford that balloon payment? Yeah.
And I hear you and I agree with you fully, but then the problem is discipline. And I've got to ask, when do you take responsibility for your own actions? We ask us where now. You know when it's too much. Why are you driving a car you can't afford?
No,
and whose fault is that?
No, because they're also thinking like you, that perhaps in the future my earning potential would have increased. I'll probably be a junior manager, middle manager, whatever the case may be. Or some even think they'll actually be able to save up, which is never the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Come that time to pay that balloon payment, you didn't save a single cent, because it is difficult for most people these days. They don't have savings. So even if you can afford the current installment of the car and you do have petrol until month end, but to save up for that balloon payment is a problem for many. So
and then refinance and take another car and kick the can down the road for another 7 years.
No.
Some people do that knowing they're going to refinance,
yes.
especially when the car's out of motor plan.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a very expensive car. You can't afford to service it. You can't afford if something major component breaks down, which it definitely will after 100,000 kilometers. You know you can't afford that car to keep it, even if you'd paid it off. Now it's going to come out of your pocket to maintain it. So you just refinance. Some people take a balloon payment with that intention of, I'm not trying to keep a car for 5 or 10 years.
Look, this conversation can go on forever, because I'll even tell you, you shouldn't even be buying a car cash, if you're a working person.
True, but...
But yeah, that's a story for another day now.
But let us also be cognizant of our situation in this country. I might not necessarily afford to buy a car, but because of how our public transportation system is, I might be forced to take a car that I cannot afford, purely because if I'm going to take the public transportation system, I'm going to get to work late. And if I consistently get to work late, but even that, you know, I might not be able to afford it and have to take a balloon payment even on that.
A lot of entry vehicles are super expensive, so yes. I get it. People can't afford most vehicles.
So when we're talking balloon payments, it's not necessarily always your big German vehicles. Even your startup cars, people are taking balloon payments because they can't.
So then you agree with me this is a good thing because it helps people afford.
It is a good thing, but in the long run, it's not a good thing because, as you say, then we're kicking the can down the road and find ourselves in this cycle of debt.
Let us know what your thoughts are.
2019, I also bought a car and I took a balloon payment. I had just started working at a varsity. At that time, it seemed like a very good plan, and I was like, okay, it's fine, I'll save up, you know, by the time I finish with my car. Thank God I finished it 2 weeks ago. I was like, I'll finish it, you know, I'll save up, and. But things do come along, especially Cyril's economy is bad. The economy is bad. You try to save as much as you can. You know, I lost my sister, I lost my mom after that. So all the financial responsibilities had to be on me to take care of my nephew. So honestly, I don't think balloon payments are good. I legit do not think they're good. I'm glad that I managed to pay it off, the balloon payment, and pay off the car. If I had any other choice, I would say people don't take a balloon payment. Do not take a balloon payment.
Look, man. Yes, Caesar, you are right. Let's forget about who's not affording, who's not affording anything. The balloon payment is good, irrespective of whether you are saving or not. Remember, the money that you are saving, you are paying petrol on it. But it's good so that you can be able to afford a car and go to it. Let alone our motor doesn't driving the car beyond their means. I boss. I see again, though. City balloon payment in its own, it's a correct thing, it's right.
The transportation system as Mzansi will force you to buy a car. 2009, I bought my first car and I was forced to buy it because I was constantly in my manager's office. You explain which, why am I late? And every time I explained, she told me one thing: Ryan, you need to wake up early. And no matter what time I woke up, it was dependent on the Q Marshall's mood that day, which was fagel amatek sixteen or I was fagel. But begazenzelu matanda nje. So I was forced to put in by car, honestly.
This is the world. I work for a car dealership and I agree with you, Sizwe. A balloon is not a bad thing if only you have full information about it. So a customer must know everything about a balloon. If they want to take it, if they don't want to take it. You know, some other customers don't even know that a balloon payment is an option. You know, they think it's compulsory. It's there. You must take a balloon. They don't know about a balloon. So once you educate them, they will know that, okay, I'm taking this balloon because 3 years later, I want to trade in this car anyway. It will bring me to my comfortable installment. So it makes sense for me to take a balloon because I want to be comfortable in paying this car every month.
100%. And in fact, once you are aware of all the tools at your disposal, financial instruments, then you can make a decision wisely, knowing, okay, I've got this to mitigate this risk. For example, if you take some kind of debt structure, right? And then you've got life policies that will cover that in the eventuality of your death, right? Mm. Now, you haven't got your own money that's sunk in this thing, and you could be using that money for something else.
Mina Caesar, I agree with you 100%. Mina, I got myself an entry-level car, and they need a balloon payment. What I did, because I got my car in January. Masipuma, December. Ngangeni stokvela for the sole purpose of ukuthi ngizobhatala balloon payment. Masiphuma stokvela ngo December ngabhatala balloon payment ngaqeda on my first year of purchasing the car. So I think kuya ngedisciplini and you must just know ukuthi uyazazi ukuthi unesikoloto. So why ungafollow up
With the balloon payment, even on a standard polo, I disagree with the person that just sent a voice note to say that people want a sunroof and all of that. Our first car in 2012, when we bought a polo, it was basic. It didn't even have electric windows, nothing. But at that time, the bank wanted it. The bank gave us 10% of balloon payment. And that was the only way we could afford to have it. And at that time, we needed a car. So it was a basic polo. No electric windows, no nothing. So no, balloon payments, no.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.